Good evening, this is Pastor Stolz, and welcome to our Lenten service. The scripture lessons that I will be reading shortly are as follows. Isaiah 45, 20 to 25. Matthew 15, 21 to 28. And my sermon text, Matthew 26, 36 to 46. And we will be using the order of Vespers in the hymnal, which is on page 41. And we will be reading Psalm 51, which is found on page 134 in the hymnal. And we begin. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. The psalm is Psalm 51, as I said a moment ago, and that is found on page 134. 134. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and with whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. So far. The first reading, Isaiah 45, 20 to 25. Assemble yourselves and come, draw near together, that ye are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of the graven images and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior, there is none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say, in the Lord I have righteousness and strength, even to him shall men come, and all that are increased against him shall be ashamed. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory. So far the reading. A reading from St. Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 to 28. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman, a Canaanite woman, came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy upon me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away. She's crying after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It's not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made well from that very hour. So far. My sermon text, Matthew 26, verses 36 to 46. Then cometh Jesus with him unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto his disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And then he cometh unto his disciples, and he found them sleeping again. And he said unto Peter, What could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. And he went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again. Their eyes were very heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed for the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and said unto them, Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is to be betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. So far. I believe that most of us on a brightly moonlit night reminisce a little about the past. For some reason, a full moon unfolds scenes of years gone by. I remember when I was in the Air Force flying home on leave. When we crossed over the Rocky Mountains, the moonlight reflected off the snow, the snowy peaks, and it presented a beautiful sight. And I'm sure that many farmers can remember special evenings when the moon seemed especially bright, even though the work of the day had not come to an end. Well, that same moon that's shined on the snow-covered peaks of the Rocky Mountains and on the farmers doing their chores also shined over Egypt on a particular evening. Only it was a Passover moon, with all of its sacred memories of God's faithfulness, of his care for his people. If you remember, the first Passover moon revealed to us the children of Israel being spared, while the firstborn of the Egyptians were slain. Also in that moonlight, we see the blood of the Lamb painted on the doorposts, as well as the flight of the angel of death. Yes, moonlight over Egypt, with the angel flying back and forth, wielding the sword of death. Moonlight over Egypt, with God's people anxious to make their exodus, just waiting for the signal from Moses to leave. And what a sight. God's people, after more than 400 years of depression, slavery, walking in the bright moonlight, trusting only in God, who had created that moon, knowing that he would be their guide. Yes, that same moon that shined on the Rocky Mountains, on the farmer, on the children of Israel, also shined on the Garden of Gethsemane. The Passover moon looked down upon Jesus, who was the Lamb of God, without blemish and without spot. It looked down upon Christ as he now begins his last great passion. It looked down upon him as he came face to face with the most difficult, the most trying ordeal that ever came to any individual in all the history of mankind. and having observed the feast of the Passover with his disciples in the upper room, Jesus now goes forth to Gethsemane. His heart is very heavy. He knows that darkness will creep into the hearts of his disciples. He knows that one will betray him, another will deny him, and all of them will forsake him. He knows that the cup which he must drink is bitter down to the very last drop. He knows that the burden is heavy and that the suffering will be most intense. And knowing all this, he turns to his disciples and asks them to watch and to pray. The fact that he wanted his fellowship with his disciples, and greater yet, that he desired their prayers, is an indication of the tremendous burden that was weighing upon him. And surely their nearness to him in such an hour would be a source of comfort, perhaps even an inspiration to him. But it isn't that way. It's that way with us at times. And how much easier it was because someone whom we trusted was near to help and comfort us. But that was not the case in the Garden of Gethsemane. The moon looked down upon the disciples who, though near, were asleep. There was something of a disappointment in the voice of Jesus as he found them asleep and said, in effect, why are you sleeping? Do you not know that this hour is a crisis hour? Get up now and give yourself to prayer so that you may not be put to the test. But three times, Jesus found them sleeping. Three times they were warned of the impending test and the trial of their faith. And each time they went back to sleep. Yes, the moon over Gethsemane reveals the disciples lying on the ground. They are relaxed. They are asleep. And yes, the moon also shows Jesus on the ground. But he's far from any relaxation. We are told that Jesus was in great trouble of heart and soul, and that the force of his prayers were so intense that his sweat fell like drops of blood to the ground. No way can we comprehend the agony of soul and the intenseness of the suffering of Jesus Christ. There is no doubt that here Jesus was being wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. Here Jesus was bearing the full guilt of the entire world. And here Jesus bears the punishment of all the sins of the entire world. Here Jesus Christ is suffering the consequences of sin for all, for you and for me. Here in the moonlight falls upon Jesus, withering in the dust of Gethsemane, tortured with pain and grief. The full wrath of God on account of sin sought him as a target, as the world's substitute, your substitute, my substitute. Jesus suffered the curse of sin. And yes, in the moonlight, Jesus trembles, he shudders, he sweats drops of blood. But also in that moonlight, Jesus prays. There in the moonlight of the garden, Jesus lifts up his heart to his Father. His disciples sleep, Jesus prays. He prays, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Must Jesus drink this cup? Is it necessary that he drinks it? Would a mere taste of it suffice? Father, not as I will, but as thou wilt. This was no momentary suffering. This suffering was the greatest task, the greatest suffering of all ages, concentrated in that one hour. Would the Father hear him? Would the Father withdraw the cup from him? Was there some other way by which the sins of the world could be atoned for? No. It was the Father's will that sin be atoned for, and that justice be satisfied. And now in the moonlight, an angel came and strengthened him. The moonlight in Gethsemane reveals an angel sent from heaven. But unlike the angel of the first Passover, this angel came not to destroy, but to strengthen. This was the Father's answer to Christ's prayer. Can you imagine how much Jesus must have endured to need an angel to strengthen him? How it must inspire us to a fuller realization of the price that Christ paid for our sins, your sins and mine. Walking in the garden by the moonlight, we come to know that it was for you and for me that Jesus suffered all of this. It was on account of our sin and guilt that Jesus was so troubled. It was because you and I could do nothing to save ourselves. And as we see Jesus crushed to the ground in anguish with drops of blood falling to the ground, with his heart and soul bowed down in grief, let us also see the angel winging his way back to heaven in confidence, confident that the task of Jesus Christ will be fulfilled for us. And let us now bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, none of us realize just how much our Savior suffered for us. We never knew the extent of your wrath over sin. We never realized that the price of our sins was so great. Father, forgive us. Shower down your grace upon us. We too need your strengthening of the Holy Spirit. Send him to us that we may touch and pray to show our appreciation for all that you have done for us. Use us so completely that we may cause others to see what we have seen in the garden this evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We continue with the order of Vespers on the bottom of page 42, moving over to the bottom of page 43. Let my prayer be set before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as an evening sacrifice. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. O Lord, have mercy upon us. At this time, let us confess our sins and receive absolution. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. O God, from whom all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works do proceed, give unto thy servants the peace that the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended by you from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness, through the merits of Jesus Christ our Savior, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Blessed be the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. Depart in peace.